Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The European Union says that Israel must share the city of Jerusalem with the Palestinians. The Prime Minister of Israel says that will not happen. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me at this broadcast table in a moment to explain why Israel will in no way allow that to happen.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Is it really true that the prime ministers of Israel say that Jerusalem is the political capital, the undivided capital, and the internal capital of the Jewish people, so they're not really going to be up to sharing Jerusalem, are they?
Jimmy, if I can, through you, instruct our listeners, the European Union can tell Israel what it must do. Well, we're not going to do that. This is natural history. This is our right. There was no other country that had Jerusalem as its capital ever in history except the Jewish nation. The Bible is abundant in the connection between the Jewish people, its past history, and its future history in Messianic times with Jerusalem. Those people who held on to Jerusalem in the past, from the Romans to the Byzantines, to the Crusaders, to the Arabs, to the Ottomans, to the Mamluks, and the British, always considered it an administrative place, but not the capital of a country. Only for us, for the Jews, is it a capital, because Jerusalem is where the temples were. Jerusalem was where pilgrimages were made. Jerusalem was where the sacrifices were brought. As Christians know, when Jesus, if I'm not mistaken, when he began his ministry, one of his first acts was coming to the temple to preach. He didn't go anywhere else except to Jerusalem. You wanted to make your mark on history. If you had anything to do with the idea of biblical prophecy, it was in Jerusalem, and it's our city. Churches and mosques and all peoples can exist and enjoy the freedom and liberty, but it's our city.
Winky Medad with the details why Israel will never share Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Winky Medad explained why the Jewish state will not share the city of Jerusalem in a political situation. All can visit the city of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is the political, spiritual, and eternal capital of the Jewish people. That's 2 Samuel chapters 5, 6, and 7. The Lord says he has chosen Jerusalem to dwell among the Jewish people forever, not only during the kingdom period, but into eternity future. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. God has a plan for his holy city, Jerusalem, and that plan is forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. God's word confirms his plan for his holy city, and that plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...